Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Before we get out of here today, we are going to give you a couple of general admission tickets to the Windy City Smokeout on Saturday, July 12th. Performances that day include Kane Brown and Megan Maroney and more. For tickets and more, visit WindyCitySmokeout.com and keep the phone number in mind, 312-540-0670, because we're going to tell you to call us at some point. And then you could win tickets, maybe.
It's quite a thing that happened last night at Sox Park, Lawrence, when Ketel Marte was clearly weeping during the game. And there was a mound visit. And Torrey Lovello, his manager, came out and put the arm around his neck. And baseball Twitter was trying to figure out
what was going on.
What was going on. And I think Ildemaro Vargas had just hurt himself and added to a long, long list of Diamondbacks who've gotten hurt and either gone onto the injured list or sat out. Their whole season has kind of fallen apart.
They couldn't really spare, like, losing him physically. They couldn't spare that because of all of the injuries that the Diamondbacks have had throughout the season.
So the guess during the game was, it's just a really hard year and all the injuries and their whole season falling apart and all that. But after the game, it was revealed to be much, much more than that.
And I guess it started during the first at bat where a fan was yelling all sorts of stuff. So much so, like, when you watch the video, you could see the umpire also kind of be like, wait, what? What was that that it was just said to Marte? And Marte calls a timeout while he's in the box, and he's like working through it. He's like, okay, I'm gonna try to collect myself and get back in the at bat. He then pops up, and then he's frustrated with that.
And you can see, even as he's running back to the dugout, he's looking over towards the fan. And then he's in the dugout, and he steps up to the top step and looks over the dugout at the fan. So, like, the guy got in his head, because apparently he said something about his mother that passed away in a car accident in 2017.
Yeah, she died in a car accident in the Dominican Republic in 2017. And so, like, I think we all feel like that's way beyond the line of friendly banter or even messing with a player to try and do something like that.
To do research and find something in their personal life and then heckle them with it?
Yeah, and Lovello was upset about it. And he said, like, I had heard him, you know, and it went beyond. And he didn't like it. And it's sad. So why don't we let you hear from Torrey Lovello after the game last night and why he was impacted, why Marte was impacted.
We have to go to Ketel Marte, and there was obviously a very emotional scene out there, and we know how close you are with him. What can you share with us?
It was a terrible moment. Fans are nasty, and fans go too far sometimes. And I love my players. and I'm going to protect them.
Your protection starts way before today, though. You guys go so far. It's up. We were talking on the air. I know you're a father figure to him, are you not?
Right, yeah. You know, I've known Cattell for 9 years, and he's had some unbelievably great moments and some hardships as well, and some really, really tough moments in his life. And I know those. And at the end of the day, we're human beings and we have emotions, and I saw him hurting and I want to protect him.
Can you tell us what you told him?
I love you and I'm with you and we're all together and you're not alone. And no matter what happens, no matter what was said or what you heard, that guy's an idiot and shouldn't have an impact on you.
Tori Lavello is widely thought to be a beautiful human being. I know lots of people that know him well. I don't know him at all, but I know people who knew him in Boston as a coach from 13 to 16. That's Demp and Peavy and Lackey and many others, and some Boston media know him well. And then he's been the Arizona manager since 2017. He's been there a long, long time. And widely thought to be a beautiful guy, and that sure sounds like it right there.
And he talked about, you know, that thing kind of takes over, and you know this as a parent. I'm only guessing from being an uncle and from being an educator, but I know how I am in those moments. Like, I know how I am with my students and how I would feel.
Oh, man.
If someone said something sideways to one of my students, I would probably want to fight
them. And when you see them affected like that, he sees a guy who he loves as a player and as a man that affected and that broken down by it.
Yeah. So the White Sox, from what I'm told, you know, I talked to some people over there today. There were a lot of people in that section who were uncomfortable with it, and they were there pointing it out. The fan was removed and has since been banned, and he's been banned from all major league stadiums. And it's kind of difficult, like the banning of it, because of some states, facial recognition technology is legal. Some states, it's not. The name connected to the ticket, like there.
You could get another ballpark app.
Yeah, like you could. There are ways around it, but all the steps that the White Sox and Major League Baseball can take, they are taking.
Good.
Now, there are reports from some of the security people that when they were taking the fan out, that there was some remorse that was being shown by the fan.
Too late.
I wonder if that's remorse for getting caught more than it is, and perhaps with some reflection, because this fan is reportedly 22 years old, perhaps with some reflection and some maturity, maybe he will understand why this was so wrong and so crossed the line. I personally enjoyed hearing about and seeing White Sox players, because there's a couple that were teammates with Marte, White Sox players going over to the Diamondbacks clubhouse.
Last night.
White Sox players hugging him today on the field. Vargas, I believe, was one of the players that made a point to go over and hug him, and that support. The White Sox, from what I was told, they were appalled by this. And considering that, forget about the play, forget about the White Sox as a baseball team for a second, although there is a little bit of news about the White Sox as a baseball team that we'll get to at some point. Organizationally, things have actually been looking up for the White Sox over the last month or so.
Oh, yes. They've started to turn a corner as an organization, in my opinion.
And with all the really good feelings about the Pope being a White Sox fan and all the fun that was had with that, they don't like it. This is not who they want the image of White Sox fans to be. I loved that they put a sign up for Cattell Marte.
I've got it right here.
In his first at bat.
They put up on the big screen, "Baseball is family. The White Sox community supports Cattell Marte." And Will Venable spoke pregame and urged the fans to cheer Cattell Marte in his first at bat. as well. I can tell you that my son was there as part of his camp day trip.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that he was going to the game today.
And he says that they rose up, his camp group rose up and helped to cheer for Ketel Marte.
So why don't we take a listen to it? Because we've got this. This is courtesy of CHSN. This was Ketel Marte's first at bat on the south side today.
Ketel Marte steps in. And a good hand from everybody here at the ballpark. Last night, Marte caught some words from a fan that clearly went over the line. And there is a very clear line here in this game. Those kind of words have consequences. Those consequences have been meted out. It is unacceptable. And it's been pretty incredible to watch this Diamondbacks team and White Sox team rally around Marte the way they have here in the last 12, 15 hours.
Look, we encourage you to root and cheer as much as you want, certainly for the White Sox. We do get a lot of fans of the other teams coming in, but there's a certain amount of language that would be allowed and correct, and there's a whole lot of language that you best leave at home.
Or maybe even not at all.
I'm with you, Connor. That's Connor McKnight that's in for John Schriffen.
I was going to say, John Schriffen sounded good there.
That was Connor McKnight.
He really did.
It was not him. It was our guy, McDoink.
That was it.
Yeah, and he and Steve Stone were together for the last couple days. I think Schriff is back. I shouldn't call
two
him.
Games.
I don't know him to call him Schriff. John will be back tomorrow, right?
Yeah, these are pre-planned absences.
Yeah.
He's doing another sport, I think, something like that.
Yeah. So
good for him.
Connor always does a great job when he sits in. He's a really talented broadcaster and a beloved friend.
And the biceps on that guy.
All Connor does is watch baseball when he's not watching Star Wars, chase after his adorable child, and rock climb.
So rock
climb.
That's
all he does.
So does he rock climb while chasing after his adorable child?
Yeah. If you've seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, it's basically like Peter B. Parker and his daughter. It's exactly like that.
Guess what? I have seen that one.
So you get the reference.
I do.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I like it.
Let's give it up right
and
there.
Do you know who does the voice for Peter B. Parker?
No.
Our guy, Jake Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See?
He's Peter B. Parker.
I know him too. Man.
But that's exactly what Connor and his daughter are like. It's like Peter B. Parker and his daughter. She's got the little mask. He takes her on adventures, that sort of thing. And
that's
they rock
awesome.
Climb.
That's awesome. Well, you
and
know.
And then they go home and play four-dimensional chess with his brilliant wife.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now I've forgotten all that stuff.
Yeah.
You lost me again. You had me and then you lost me.
Well, she's brilliant.
Okay.
So
I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. And he is too, but
I am not.
How about Connor finding a woman smarter than him? That's crazy.
That's impressive.
That's
an old score trick.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's very score it to really find is. Someone who's smarter than you.
You must find a woman. Alex, take this to heart. Tyler, everybody, take this to heart. Find a woman who can live life in circles around you. Just way better at the basic functionality of human life, because we're not good at it.
If you look at the history of the guys here at the score, they've gotten married. That is a truism.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We're like, oh, look at us.
Christine's going to start a TikTok called How to Live Life. Just little snippets of little items and things that happen during the day that you could do better.
Look,
trust me.
You know that when your wife walks into the room, I immediately feel better about life.
Right, and you stand straighter, don't you?
I very much do.
I do, yeah. I'm right there with you.
She is such a calming influence. Well, I remember like that Super Bowl show that we did.
Yeah.
We did that crazy Super Bowl show where it was all of us, and my anxiety was through the roof. And then she walked in, and I was like, you know what? I actually feel better.
Oh, that's lovely.
And she's like, how are you? And I was like, can I tell you something? can we talk? Are you asking a real question? Because I want to give you a real answer. And I did. And she was like, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
And I was like, you know what? It is. It is going to be okay.
I know. I drained that power source dry.
I am a big fan of Steen, man. Big, big fan.
I got to be careful not to just take too much of it every single day.
Yeah. It's like your relationship with Joe Buck.
She gives me a little more serenity than Joe. You can tell him.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he had a problem with
that. I haven't asked him for a favor in almost 2.5 months.
That's because we know when we want to ask the favor of Joe Buck.
Yeah, I do time the favors.
It's connected to the first game of the season for the Bears.
I usually ask a favor, get him on the PBP once a year, but Bears are going to be good. Bears are going to be good, so we got to hold off on that.
So anyway, I know that we got off on a tangent there, but the White Sox have handled this thing really well. And I was talking to a few people over there today and saying, like, this isn't a White Sox problem. This is a person problem.
Well, that's the thing. It's not about a White Sox fan base. And there's some texters taking shots, and those are easy shots to take. Lord knows there's a history of stuff there. But this is a humanity of fandom. Think about how many things we have heard in recent months. Liam Hendricks talking about people going after him online. Yeah. Other people, there have been all sorts of stories. People who lost bets then going after folks online.
That's still going on.
Like, yes.
There are people who have been trying to say, oh, well, you got to Venmo me money because I bet an over points for you tonight, or I bet an over RBIs for you. And you, I mean, that's kind of where we're at.
It's a societal decorum issue, and what is acceptable discourse and acceptable razzing. And as the players make more money, what do you as a fan have a right to say to try and get in somebody's head? And if you're 22, you're growing up, frankly, with a different level of public discourse that has grown to be acceptable over the last couple of decades. Than it was. And it's not great.
I mean, we deal with it a little bit here. A
little bit.
You know? And
that's just the way we talk to each other.
Yeah. But that's at least face to face.
That's true. We have to stand by. That's why there's a power when we get into it in transition or otherwise. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I said that to you and I'm right here. What do you have to say back to me? What do you got? Let's go.
The belt.
That's how you lead. Some parenting advice I don't accept.
That probably wouldn't even really be if I had a child, I would raise one.
I don't know. You've intimated that it worked for you.
It did.
Just the threat of the belt, right? It would just show you the belt.
No, I mean.
Yeah, you're cute, little dad. I can't see him actually.
No, it was never him.
All right, that I guess I can see.
You weren't here to meet my hard-charging, strong mom. Everyone else did, though, and now they get it.
Hard-charging. Is she a safety?
If she played football, she probably would
She's
be.
The Doug Plank of mothers?
This is a woman who was raised on Chicago's West Side and taught on Chicago's West Side.
Yeah. Got to be pretty tough and strong.
Yeah, she's pretty tough. Mm. She's also not small. Like, that's the other thing. Like, my dad is, you know, adorable, and he's small.
Yeah.
But they're the same size. Like,
damn,
she's legitimately 5'8".
That's why you can't bring up his predilection for Lola Falana.
Yeah.
Can't bring that up.
I will get a frying pan thrown your way, for sure.
I looked up Lola Falana after that conversation. I get it. I just want to say to Mr. Holmes, I understand.
Yeah. Well, Lola Falana is fantastic. But yes, the discourses that happen now need to be... I'm glad that there was this course correction. I hope that this young man really does some introspection. And it would be great if at some point if Ketel Marte felt comfortable, if the Diamondbacks felt comfortable, that there was an actual apology and discourse.
Man, that would actually be beautiful. You just gave me that... Gave me a nice warm cozy as I imagined that, because a 22-year-old is obviously capable of learning and course correcting.
I believe in that. I believe in giving people another chance, and it sucks that this is the type of lesson that you have to learn.
It takes
because you haven't learned lessons before.
I know, but it's like, and there's a level of exhaustion that sometimes we don't have the capacity for. I always think of the moment. Do you remember when Sarah Silverman, the stand-up comic, was heckled by an online hater? So an online hater like came after her in really mean and vicious ways, and she decided to take the time to respond and talk and go back and forth with this guy, and they ended up having an unbelievable exchange about his sadness and feelings of being alone. And he ended up admitting some stuff that was behind his anger. And like a whole bunch of people then came to his support, and he made friends, and like people suggested support groups and stuff. It was an amazing and wonderful human interaction that is possible with enough patience and effort.
It's the hope that you can have that. But unfortunately, there are so many stories on... There are people that you try to get through to that have, they don't want there to be an actual conversation. They Right. are just trying to be jerks about it. And I feel awful for Ketel Marte that this isn't even something, this is something completely out of his control and something that's clearly devastating to him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.